This is Anatomy of Success, and I'm your host, Steve Wollenhaus. This week, to be truly confident with great self-esteem, have seven qualities. Welcome to Anatomy of Success, the podcast where we talk about my four tenets of equanimity, better health, healthy relationships, healthy intimate relationships, and more satisfying work. When we flow in the direction of finding greater life satisfaction, we start to focus on the things we can concentrate on each and every day to extract more meaning and feel a bit more substantive about the things we do in life. And that makes us a greater person overall. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, find our audio podcast, subscribe there, and then head over to Weatherology.com. Grab the Weatherology mobile app. Find me under About Us at the top of that page. Let's connect on social media and start to develop a conversation. Now, for the past several decades, the self-esteem movement has attempted to hoist everybody's self-esteem predicated on approbations dedicated to boosting self-esteem. In principle, it's a lovely idea. However, it's detrimental to the recipient, especially when it's undeserved. By suggesting everybody needs their self-esteem boosted, many are misguided in their attempts to create more confidence. Instead, they rely on artificially inflated notions of their capability and rush off into these high-risk endeavors that inevitably fail. In addition, this distorted idea of self-esteem precludes people from developing expectations of other people that are unrealistic. This unhealthy predisposition creates a sense of entitlement and arrogance that deflates any attempt to cultivate genuine self-esteem, real relationships. Self-esteem is predicated on confidence that's earned through the humility of working hard to achieve remarkable success. When we try to expedite that process by embracing the appearance of success, we distort the benefits of sacrifice, humility, accomplishment, and mastery. To avoid the temptation of creating false self-esteem, do these seven things to build genuine confidence. Persevere. Don't be deceived by the appearance of success. Spend enough time on social media, and it's easy to get the impression we are failing in life. We need to understand, even if these grand displays of this propensity to inflate ourselves were accurate, oftentimes it's a reflection of this false reality. We need to look beyond the rich, beautiful people and see the real struggles they have to build positive self-worth. It's rooted in self-love. Internalize. Until we learn to internalize happiness, confidence, and self-esteem, we are destined to rely on external sources to prop up our self-worth. Most people meander through life waiting for the next promotion, the next attractive partner, the next lip filler. Placing emphasis on the ability of external provenance to improve confidence, we are subjecting ourselves now to the variability of our emotions. Validation from outside sources. Real confidence starts from within and grows from within. Flow. Confidence develops when we embrace flow and learn to cultivate genuine talent through the hard work of personal improvement. Once we appreciate there are no shortcuts to success, we do the work required to get good at something and spend less time fishing for flattery. By stopping the need to seek approval, we focus on our efforts for personal development. In flow, we develop confidence in the process of becoming exceptional and strengthen our self-esteem in the process. Strive. We gain confidence by striving for excellence and refusing to pay homage to the synthetic attempts to boost self-worth. Giving a kid a participation trophy says one thing: you did good enough. Why not tell the truth? You did okay, but you could do much better. We have lots of work to do. We live in a culture that loves to demonize success and make excuses for people that choose not to leverage their true potential. Strive for excellence and embrace the pain of genuine sacrifice. That's how we build self-confidence. Stumble. Successful people stumble often and they realize failure isn't fatal. They embrace the journey and understand success is a long-term proposition. They don't get distracted by immediate gratification or quick solutions to complicated challenges. People that chase instant gratification, they usually aren't stumbling, they're just making bad decisions. We gain confidence when we make wise decisions and we enhance our wisdom in the process. Vulnerable. vulnerability. We build confidence when we learn to love and no longer fear rejection. It's hard to go through life without getting hurt, and we certainly don't evolve until we love unconditionally. That includes risking our heartache. In addition, we can't do anything bold and courageous if we constantly worry about what other people think. Genuine confidence occurs when we become comfortable with rejection and gain self-esteem through accomplishment and vulnerability. Winner. Self-confident people are winners, and we should never bet against a winner. They learn to prevail and develop self-esteem by building on success. They have a history of victories and measurable accomplishments that give them credibility. They don't need to beg for attention. They demand it by being extraordinary. Fakers adopt the idea they should pretend to be successful for as long as necessary. Winners don't waste energy pretending. They invest their time in improving, and it's for real. Now, I hope you benefited from this discussion today about some things we can focus on to move in the direction of greater self-improvement. Share your thoughts in the comment section below, and let's get together again next week. I'm Steve Woolenhouse. This is Anatomy of Success. Until then, let's stay focused, let's stay positive, and let's stay optimistic.